Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Marandura, good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon, and how are you?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. How are you doing?
Can't complain. Wish for better days to come, but for today, hey, let's thank God for the day, man.
Yeah, we thank God indeed for the day, and hoping that there are better days ahead of us. Now, we are talking about the church as one of the fundamental, foundations or beliefs of the SDA Church. Now, Pastor, I want to then check, because in the New Testament, Jesus established the church, eh? And the apostles were given a place of leadership and authority. This is the leadership which we should be discussing in today's conversation, about the church, as the fundamental belief. Now, who is in charge of the church? Who makes the decisions? Is it the pastor? Is it the board? Is it the members? Is it a conference? Who's in charge?
Okay, that's a very interesting question there, which I believe it's very important for the sake of clarity and also appreciating how the church is organized. For your information, the church itself, whilst it's a gathering of the saints, a gathering of a people with a common belief, it is also, on the other hand, the body of Christ.
Mm.
It is also the body of Christ, of which we make up the body of Christ. You remember the book of John chapter 15, and Jesus is saying, I am the vine, and you are just but branches to the vine. But if you seem not to be producing fruit, my Father is the owner of the vineyard. He will chop you out and you will be burnt. So in other words, the church decision mechanism is no one in particular who is supposed to make the decisions and run the show. That's why you see, as the Adventist church, we have an approach which is called the representative type of governance, which then mandates and give power to the church members at large for the decision that must be, or for decision that must be made and how things are supposed to be. But now the question will come, why then do we have the church board? Mm-hmm. Why then do we have the pastors? Why do we have the conferences as the list goes on and on? These are the structures. They are there for the sake of giving guidance, safeguarding the truths that we have, and also help for quicker decisions. But should the quicker decisions be done by the church board, still it's not binding unless the church at large is addressed and it votes on that in what we call a business meeting, as a way of showing that the church members have the power of this church in every decision that's made. And the pastor is there also as to guide the church such that it will not derail in favor of a majority or a minority who may be powerful. So the pastor is there to say, no. This is what the church manual says. This is what the Bible says. His role is to guide the church as it is going on. So I don't know if I've managed to answer this.
Yeah, you definitely did. You definitely did. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, what is the role then of the administrative branch, of the church? Why do we have, a pastor or a general conference?
Okay. The idea, like I've said, there is need of someone who will guide the church, who may not be attached to the church for some reasons, but who is able to stand and be a voice above other voices to say, this is the way we are going. Mm. This is the way we are going. And when everything is okay, he has no need to say, but maybe just to encourage Church of God, we are doing what is good, such that we can all be in sync across the globe as the church, in the church in China, the church in Korea, the church in Sudan, the church in South Africa, and the church in Swaziland. We should be one.
Yep.
But how are we supposed to be one? There is need of someone now who is supposed to be coordinating the unity to ensure that what the church is believing in America is exactly the same thing that the church in Africa is also doing, particularly to our local church. We are still in sync. We have not, such that should I visit from my local church and I visit a church in Afghanistan, I should then say, this is my church. I should tell, this is my church. If even if I'm not conversant with the language they speak there, but I should just say, is my church. And whatever this person is saying in their language, I know they are trying to say this, and we'll have one faith.
Yeah, it's important. We will indeed have just one faith. Now, you know, we talk about church, and you did explain, the church and what it is, etc. Now, are there any metaphors used, by the Bible to refer to the church and what they mean?
Yes, we have one major metaphor, which is the body. As to refer to the church, we also have the tree as another metaphor. But allow me to maybe to zero in a bit on the body, like the human body. It has different body parts, which also come with the different functions that all build up to one solid person that is in existence. So such is the church. Some are hands, some are legs, some are eyes, some are ears, but there's no body part which is important more than any other body part. There's no list, if we're to say, of a body part, we can say, are we this one we can do away with? You can't do that, because the church in its diversity, it is united.
Yeah.
So everyone plays an important role. No matter how gifted I may be, my gift is not superior. If I am a preacher, I don't stand better than the singer or the usher. We all coordinate and collaborate our gifts to build up what we call, there goes Mr. So-and-so, there goes Mrs. So-and-so. It's the work and the function of different body parts. I think that's how best we can try and define the church using those metaphors.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, it's been a fantastic one this afternoon once again. Learning a lot, I must say, learning a lot from you. And, of course, taking note of exactly what the church is. Blessings to you, Pastor, and thank you so much for joining us. We'll connect once again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day to you.
Blessings. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.